I think this is the second year we've done this, and the impetus was is when we looked around and all of a sudden we came to the realization that a lot of people do surveys of CIOs and chief technical information officers and other categories of people, but nobody does a regular annual survey of CISOs. And clearly, particularly in the federal community, and their role has been changing and has taken on a great deal of importance over the last couple of years. And we thought it would be appropriate to reach out to them and trying to survey their feelings on various issues that confront them on a daily basis.
Let's talk a little bit about the Einstein program. If one or both of you want to tell our audience a little bit about maybe what it is and then how CISOs are using it so far.
So the Einstein program is something put in place from the Department of Homeland Security. And it really is a way to monitor and protect the federal government internet gateways coming, you know, the internet gateways going in and out of the federal government. And the Department of Homeland Security, and specifically U.S. CERT, put in place the Einstein program over the last few years. And it's predominantly there to monitor traffic going in and out of the federal government for the purpose of looking for malware and attempted attacks, to attempted threats to penetrate the federal government networks. The most interesting part of the aspect of our survey in this area is that we found that the respondents are telling us, that CISOs are telling us, that they are generally satisfied with the Einstein program. And I found that that was very interesting because a couple of years ago when we did this survey, our respondents were questioning how useful or how valuable Einstein was going to be. And the survey is definitely indicating that it's headed in the right direction.
Just a quick follow-up on that, because I know there's been a couple of iterations of Einstein. I think some agencies, and not every agency, is on the same page. I don't know if you can speak to this, but is there a breakdown of agencies who's satisfied with it, who isn't, or did your survey not really examine that much of a detail when it comes to Einstein?
Well, this is Glenn again. We did not go into that level of granularity where we asked what specific agencies' feelings were. We aggregated the responses from all the CISOs and came up with the information that that David provided you.
Do you think that maybe in terms of this satisfaction or somewhat satisfied, is that because maybe CISOs are overall getting more, I don't want to say power, but they're getting more integrated into agencies now with all of these cybersecurity threats coming up or becoming more mainstream focused by, you know, the media and CIOs and CISOs? Have you found any data to support that at all?
This is really interesting. Federal CISOs realize that their role is becoming more strategic. That's definitely probably the number one finding of this survey. And security is now recognized as being more relevant to an agency's mission. And because of that, there's better alignment with driving agency policy and direction. What we believe has happened is over the last couple of years, our customers, the federal CISOs, were focused on getting their FISMA report card. And now all of a sudden, the relevancy of recognizing cybersecurity is critical to an agency's mission has really elevated federal CISOs to becoming more strategic in their organization.
Yeah, I totally agree with David, and I think it's also one of the impacts of the Comprehensive National Cyber Initiative is that it has resulted in this kind of much more senior level management attention upon the security issue, with the result is that the CISO has probably spent a lot more time in front of very senior department and agency officials and has been given tasks and implementing responsibilities that are much more strategic in nature than they are technical in nature.
With all of this comes trends. And of course, one of those trends is cloud computing, Web 2.0, Gov 2.0. We've got all these buzzwords flying around right now. Talk a little bit about what your survey found in terms of cloud computing, because I do a lot of these interviews, but I'm finding that a lot of government CIOs are kind of hesitant about moving into the cloud right now.
That's absolutely right, Dorothy. You know, one of the interesting things on the survey that we found was that 72% of our respondents are not using cloud computing. What that tells me is that while everybody's talking about it, talking about how great it's going to be, that means that only 28% of our customers are really diving into it. And chances are that's primarily due to security concerns, whether it's data loss or an inability to enforce policy. You know, if you think about it, whether it's a private cloud or a public cloud, either way, you have to be able to extend your policy into that cloud in order to protect the information that, that resides there. So probably what we'll see over the coming years, say over the next 2 years, is that ability to extend policy into the cloud and be able to enforce it. And that will reduce the risk and allow our customers to move there. But for right now, they're looking at it, not jumping in.
Yeah, I think they're very concerned about the level of risk that's involved, the potential loss of control over data. And from what I heard from just talking with CISOs, they're going to move into the cloud, but those applications that get put into the cloud are going to have a very low risk level, and it'll allow them to gain some experience and also to feel much more comfortable before they start moving any more sensitive information into cloud computing, particularly if there's an offshoring element involved in the application or in the processing of the data.
You know, what was interesting there was that 78% of agencies are using Web 2.0 social networking services, and they have enforced security policies in place. Cisco did a similar survey a couple of years ago, where Web 2.0 was cited as one of the number one growing concerns, which means 2 years ago they were worried about it. Now all of a sudden, 2 years later, we're finding that many agencies are embracing Web 2.0 in order to further their mission, and they've set security policies and have the tools in place to enforce it. That's a really big change from a couple of years ago.
Quite possibly 2 years from now, we're going to be talking about something else and everybody's going to say, oh yeah, remember when we were all worried about moving into the cloud?
Exactly. So, yeah.
Entirely possible. Yeah.
So just a final question, because I know some federal agencies are right in the cloud right now. You've DISA and NASA's got some stuff moving into the cloud. So I understand you asked a question about agency collaboration through OMB's line of business, the information system security line of business. Does that facilitate collaboration like that, or is that something else?
Well, I think that that does facilitate the collaboration. Also, I think agencies will be looking at the line of business as a worked example and one that maybe better for them to use from both security and economy and efficiency reasons, rather than trying to duplicate that same capability within their own organization.
Yeah, I agree. If you look at the TIC initiative, for instance, many agencies, it was going to be cost prohibitive for them to stand up a security operations center. So by going and being able to collaborate with other agencies, and rely on their expertise, it gave agencies the ability to better protect themselves, improve the security of their organizations without spending the money to stand up their own secure operations center.
Okay, gentlemen, that's pretty much all the questions I have. Do either of you want to add anything before we sign off for today?
Well, I have one thing that kind of relates to the first question about the question you asked about involvement, policy involvement. And we found that 63% of the CISOs reported that they were feeling satisfied or very satisfied with their jobs, and that indicates to me that they feel very involved, that they feel that they have some impact for the good on what's going on within the respective agencies, and that CISOs are feeling what I guess I would use the word empowered about their function these days within the federal government.
Yeah, I would just to add on to that and tie it back to federal CISOs realizing that they're becoming more strategic. This whole empowerment of cybersecurity tied to the mission of the organization, without a doubt, is leading federal CISOs to be to feel more relevant and tied to the mission of their agency.